Hey y'all, welcome back to Lily Her Podcast. I'm your host, Ayan Mariah, and we back here with another Bit Yarn production. We ain't never played no games, never have played no games, never will play no games, period. But we got Derek here today.
How are y'all doing?
They said they're good.
All right, that's good.
I do kind of really want to get right into it, but I do have a couple questions for the journey that you went on.
That's cool.
Because I know y'all might not know Derek, but he kind of do the same thing I be doing.
You feel me? We on the content stuff.
But he does it on Twitch.
Yeah.
He be streaming. What else you be doing on stream? I know you be talking to the boys.
Other than that, play the game a little bit. That's just something that happens on Twitch. Gaming community, IRL joints. Like, if I were out to go do something, I can live stream. Like,
IRL.
Like, in real life stream.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah. It's basically like how YouTubers go about their vlog, but Twitch IRL streams is just live. It's basically like your own personal reality TV show.
Yes, yeah. I just feel like my only thing is like there is no cut to it.
Yeah,
that's just what it is.
That's what I like though. It's like no cuts. It's raw content. That's kind of like a make or break sometimes too though, because like
get canceled real quick.
Yeah,
quick.
That's another thing.
You
so it's
be
like
very careful. And you then your life on
a not even the people that cancel you, but like Twitch itself, you know, guidelines on this. So
strict guidelines.
Like, you gotta play the right cards, dog. Don't get canceled. But I don't know. I feel like for females though, I'm not saying males don't strive on Twitch, but females, I don't know. Y'all just naturally like entertaining, bro. Like,
we are.
Females just naturally entertaining. So that's why I be like, content for females, if it's something you like to do, do it. No cap. You don't never know where to take you.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people do the hairs, nails, and stuff, and they be good at it. Just throw a little bit of content behind it. That's extra revenue at some point in time. That's how I look at it.
And I think, like, how content and, like, how time-consuming it is.
Yeah, it is. Like, definitely if you, like, for me, I record, I edit, I post. Like, I do everything myself. So, like, it may not get out as quick, but I'm perfecting my craft and everything, so it's time consuming on all levels, like podcasts, streaming, YouTube. Any content creating is time consuming. Even if you on TikTok and you just do like a regular like day in the life vid, you gotta go through that day, record, stop, start, stop, start, find unique recording styles, you know. So then you gotta edit that, add the text. If you do voiceover, like, it's time-consuming, but the more consistent you is with it, that's how you're going to see your real progress coming with content creation.
Before we do jump into it and get into the deeper stuff, I do want to hear a little bit about your journey, because I do know that you did learn to speak up and claim your space in the streaming world.
Right.
So what really made you want to do that?
Growing up, I was quiet. Like, I had my few friends, but, like, I don't speak much. Like, I won't speak unless spoken to. So, like, as I got older, I had to, like, I never used to, like, to ask for help. If it was, like, a subject or like something that like I couldn't understand, I would take my time figuring it out myself instead of like simply like maybe asking a teacher or a classmate. So my dad, he used to always tell me like, don't be afraid to ask for help, don't be afraid to like speak up. That's kind of stuck with me in life in general. So like, I still don't like to ask for help now, but like it helped me with like just speaking up. Like, all right, if I'm thinking something, speak up on it. Or like if I have something to say, speak up on it. So it's like that kind of helped me start to like give my own voice and start to give myself a voice where people can actually, they may not agree or like what I'm saying, but I'm not holding nothing in. I'm saying what I have to say or gotta say, you know. So
I was the same way when I started a podcast, and I started it because I felt like nobody would listen to me. I felt like I wasn't really heard. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make my own space.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I ain't even worried about y'all.
Right. And then you turn into a content standpoint though, because I'm not gonna lie, like that's what our generation is now, like social media. So it's like, that's another thing why I kind of got into the Twitch and all that. It's like, all right, if we just talk in person, you may not actually hear me, but if you scrolling or like you tune into a stream, I know you tapped in, you feel me? Like,
you reach so much more people. And then I think it's also great that we get to reach people that like want to listen to us.
Right.
Like, I'm not forcing nobody to, you won't want to hear it. I'm not forcing you to get it.
For sure.
If you get it, you get it. And the people that's here, they here for a reason.
Your content going to reach who it's supposed to reach. You know, not everybody, again, not everybody going to like it, but it's for who it's for. And that's the main part about it.
How really did those experiences click to you to make you want to also like share that on stream to other people? Because you do a lot of different things on stream.
Right.
But I also know one thing that I really love when you be like talking to the people. How do you kind of feel about that? Like, how's that been for you?
It's been cool. Like I said, I still ain't even gave it my full potential yet, but like 2 months ago I did a 30-day stream. So like I streamed every day for a month. The beginning of it, you know, it was kind of slow at first because I didn't plan it. Like, I literally just jumped into it. Like I said, I'm gonna do a 30-day stream. It's gonna be raw. Like, whatever comes about in these 30 days was what it is. So my only goal was to reach, like, I think it was like a certain amount of followers, like 70. Mm-hmm. So like that was when I think I was at like 40. So I'm like 30 more. I should be able to do that in 30 days. That's a follower day, you know.
And that's right. Yep.
So I'm like, I wanted to get 70 followers, and then I wanted to become affiliate, which is just earning revenue off Twitch. So mm-hmm. those were like my two main goals. Really not knowing what it was going to turn into, but throughout that 30 days, it was kind of like I had consistent people coming in, males, females. Some days at the beginning, I probably had like one view, two mm-hmm. view, but like I ain't let that stop me because again, I'm like, I didn't come in here with nothing planned. So like,
okay,
what, by like halfway through, I say like day 15, I'm like, I did a 30-day stream just from in the house. Like I didn't do a stream, I didn't do no IRL streams, I didn't do nothing. It was just all desktop streams, and desktop stream is just another way for saying a stream just in the crib, basically. Yeah. So I won't know no crazy in the house stuff like cops and that and stuff, but mm-hmm. I was just in there, like you said, just talking to the people. So like I'll pull up a YouTube video, maybe it'll be a part in there where I'm just talking to people, it'll be a part where I'm playing the game, but mainly that 30-day stream was just me talking. And at some point it was just, I don't know, what I have on my Instagram is like it came about just from talking to the people and giving out motivation mm-hmm. for people. It came from my chat talking
motivation,
to me,
self-help.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. So like it all just came from the interaction with them. So it kind of like towards the end of the streams, I would do like a little small segment where like either at the beginning or the end of my streams, but most of them happen at the end, where I'm just giving off like something motivational, like something people can take away from watching the stream. Mm-hmm. Like y'all not just tuning in, just looking at me, you feel me? So like y'all leaving here with at least something, or like I'm giving y'all something to leave here with, whether y'all do or don't. But mm-hmm.
planting seeds anyway though,
right? You know,
you listening to it, you'll hear it. And sometimes we go about our day, and I know like for me, I hear things and I like instantly clicks or instantly right. reminds me of something that someone else told me, even if I didn't get it at that exact moment.
Right. Yeah. So halfway through, it's like, all right, do I really want to continue to do this, or do I just like cut it short? As I have that thought, like I think a day or two after, I had posted like the little motivation thing on my Instagram, mm-hmm. and somebody they sent it to me in a DM, and it was like, I really needed to hear this today. That wasn't even a clip from the day that they sent it to me. It was like a couple streams ago, and that mm-hmm. kind of just gave me that extra push to like
keep going.
I can do these last 15 days, you feel yeah. me? And then like the last week of the stream, like I'm at like 100 some followers now. I hit affiliation, so it's like,
period. I know,
got a
right.
couple subs. So it's just like, dang, if I had stopped midway, I wouldn't even reach my goals exactly. that I had set, you feel me? So I think halfway through I did had a 70 followers, but I wouldn't have got affiliated, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I met a couple local streamers or along the way, so that's pretty cool as well. So
networking,
yeah, you feel me? Like I don't, that's why I still don't even talk to people much, but
mm-hmm.
it just came about like I see them on Instagram doing Twitch. I'm like, find out they local. Mm-hmm. They like you, Serene. Boom, boom, pow. One thing lead to another. And now, you feel me? I got a couple people I know, like, local doing the same thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Hell yeah, I agree. Especially when you was talking about, like, you know, just the one follower a day. I resonated with that completely. And I'm going to tell you, I went to the club one time. Went out there just giving everybody my podcast.
Right.
I was like, hey, can I get you at the club? So, you know, everybody drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm cute. Can I get your phone? I want to follow my YouTube channel.
Facts.
Subscribe to it. I went home with like 100 some followers. I've been hit 100 followers.
Facts.
Or subscribers. But then, the course of like, next morning, baby, they trickle all down.
Facts.
And I just realized, like, and to me, at first, I was like, oh, I don't want to tell nobody that. Like, that's like, that was like really embarrassing for me. It just made me realize that when you also said that, like, I would rather have one follower a day.
Facts.
Than to ever go in there and gain anybody that ain't really meant
yeah,
for me or really
facts.
Don't really support
facts.
Me like you say you do. Like, I would rather wait and have everybody.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
people.
Somebody come across
exactly.
and be like, oh, I do. Like, what's she talking about? Let me sub and
exactly.
keep her instead of. Yeah, that's a fact.
They're going to come back and watch.
That's a fact.
And, like, and those are going to be the people that, like, comment and have stuff to say. And I think when you said that as well, like people reaching out, and those things matter.
Yeah, like,
I will like literally forget why I'm doing this every single
time.
It'd
just be like that one it'd be that one thing. I promise you it'd be that one thing. It don't take much to like,
mm-hmm.
That's
cool.
What I needed.
Okay,
I ain't gonna lie,
cool.
That's
thank
what
you.
I needed. Y'all
thank
actually
you.
Is watching.
Thank
like,
you. You actually is listening. That makes sense. Oh, okay, cool. Thank
yeah,
you.
It's cool though. That's why I'd be like, it's a process. That's why I say consistency though. Like it's gonna start off with one. Everybody watching.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless. I don't care what nobody say.
Yeah,
so you get
baby. You get them.
You getting that you getting them views. They watching for sure. I promise you, they watching whether they like,
mm-hmm.
comment, repost, share it out to XYZ. They watching, bro. So it's like the more people watch. That one watch is actually doing you a favor, whether they like, comment, share or not.
Baby, you know why? Because also I seen a study that was like, the more people watch, like even just them watching that video,
it
you're it boosts it, baby. You're basically telling your algorithm that I like this. You gotta even without you liking it, boo. So
it's like, all right, I watched it. Now, they're gonna put it on somebody. Yes, exactly. Thank you. That's why I be like, I appreciate y'all that's watching. Like, yeah, I ain't gotta say nothing, but the watch goes probably bigger than the likes, comments, and everything else. Like, between watching and sharing. But that watch does a big part.
I seen a little TikTok of somebody. He basically was like, people are going to have like 1 foot in and 1 foot out until you really make it. And then the moment you make it, they're going to put their foot in.
You're talking about T-Banks.
Yeah, it's been like replaying in my head. Every time I feel like low about myself.
It's true though. Like, it can be 50 people, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But it's two other people fully in, you feel me? So it's like, I'm going to really rock with those two people who was 2 feet in from zero. You feel
me? Exactly. You just never know. And...
you never
seen
know.
Dochi.
You never know.
Yeah, like she was posting in videos, like, what?
You never know.
People looking at them like, girl.
Don't and it's so crazy because I didn't even know who she was, but like, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, that's crazy.
Exactly. It's maybe want to go make me a little video for my future
one,
self.
All it take is one, bro. I don't care how many times you lose. It just take one win.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times. It take one win.
Or consistent small wins as well.
For real. Because like,
that means something also.
Them small wins. If you feel like you're losing a lot, bro, that one win coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. And then once you get that win, just build on it.
Period.
That's why I feel like once you win, those were the small, consistent wins coming at, you know. Don't let your lows be too low, but don't let your highs be too high. You gotta stay grounded. Gotta stay grounded.
Be humble.
100%.
I agree. So, now that we have heard a little bit about your journey and, you know, what you're doing in Life 2025, we're loving it. All your flowers, we giving them to you now.
Appreciate it.
Let's play a game. It's called Candlelight Confessions. All
right, let's do it.
So, it's just going to be one of the couple of games that we're going to play today, but I really do like this one. I'm just basically going to ask you a question, and you just have to confess your lies and your secrets and everything that you
here
feel.
Here we go. Let's do it.
Okay, period. What's one truth about this generation that's been haunting you, that's been stressing you out just a little bit?
People taking the saying, fake it till you make it, like, too literal. Yeah, like, okay. As far as, like, it ain't, like, calling nobody out or nothing, but, like, you know how people may live a lifestyle for, like, how I said earlier, like, for the media.
Like, you flex on the ground, but it's not really that.
Right. What people say now, like, being bigger than the program.
You think you're bigger than the program?
Yeah, people be saying that, but, like... who's the program though?
Okay, so
that's what I be trying to figure
out. I'm about to tell you.
All right, talk to me.
So I'm gonna tell you my opinion on it. Now the program, I think that's my life. Like, you know how you have your own perspective on your life and I have my own perspective on my life.
Right.
You're not about to come into my life and try to run nothing. That's how I kind of take that. You're not bigger than the program. You're not bigger than the principals. You're not bigger than anything I got going on over here.
Okay.
Not to talk about the people up here, but DDG and Cinco, what's going on with them?
I don't know, bro.
And I seen DDG say that because he was like, oh, you're not bigger than the program. And DDG was like, what program? And I just felt like, you heard him. You're not bigger than... I don't know what's going on.
Oh, Cinco said that too. I'm not fully sure, but...
You think it's about Lala?
Nah, I don't think it's that. I hope it's not. I haven't seen DDG. Yeah, but I don't know, but... I don't know. From what I've seen so far, like, the small bit, it was just about, like, DDG trying to make it seem like he the reason most of them got where they at type vibe.
Yeah,
and then Cinco was like, all right, hold on. I kind of had my own thing popping before, like, fully being around you.
DDG should have. You can't say that, though.
Yeah, that's why I don't know the full thing, but.
Put anybody on camera. It's the internet's.
Yeah.
It's their prerogative.
Facts.
And if they're going to be up in there and they have that vibe, they have that light, and it shows.
Facts.
Then they're gonna gravitate to them.
That's
so you're
how,
not
like,
really putting nobody on. If he logged in and he has his own account,
That's what I'm saying. Like, Cinco had his own thing going before DDG, but like that's like a perfect example of Reggie.
Yeah.
So, like, people knew who Reggie was, like, when he was in Baltimore doing his, you know, when he was known as a girl, he funny. Yeah, you feel me? And then it was like, when he got on the stream with Kai, it was like, yeah, Kai's there. But it was a lot of moments where Kai would disappear, and, like, Reggie is carrying Kai's stream, like, not his own platform, but...
Mm-hmm.
Kai's platform is gravitating towards Reggie, so it was like, he ain't fumble, so like, you put him in the light and he shine. Like,
yeah, and I feel like God puts that on that person.
Yeah.
That's not up to you. Same thing, like, that would have been the same thing if DDG was on live and Jay Cinco was taking over. That would have still been up to him. You know, that would have still been up to the chat or whoever was like, you know, watching.
Right, for sure, because views could have went down, interaction could have slowed down. your views would have dropped. You would have came back like, where are my views?
Girl, and you didn't put nobody on.
Yeah, exactly. So then it's like, that's why I was kind of like, we're the whole bigger than the program. Like, I don't know. I can't say that to nobody because I don't fully understand. Like, but it ain't about being bigger.
You ain't bigger than nothing I got going on.
Yeah, I'm going to say that for sure. I don't care who you think you ain't bigger than me.
You ain't controlling nothing over here, boo.
You ain't bigger than me. But I don't say that in no like no cocky way as if I'm bigger than you. Mm-hmm. I don't say I'm bigger than nobody. I'm very humble. So it's just like, this ain't what you like, man.
This ain't what you
cool.
Want.
You feel me? Like, I ain't stressing it. Just like, if I'm not what you like, then all right, so be it. It just ain't. Wrong programs.
So from your perspective, how are men becoming more self-aware these days? And do you notice that them being self-aware is affecting how you approach life or also how you guys approach like friendships with males, females? Because I do feel like there is a lot of women becoming very independent,
yeah.
Especially when it's coming like in 2025, out in the open. I feel like we just have some strong type of independent.
Y'all hitting the ground running. Y'all hitting the ground running for sure. Yeah, y'all hitting the ground running for sure.
Rappers, you know, all the
in general, for sure.
How do you feel like that's been affecting you guys?
Hey, look, fellas, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not saying it like that, but the females may have a part to do with it.
Okay.
Being that, like you said, y'all are becoming like very independent, like. Is a lot of females really turning into like, I'm gonna go get it. Like, cause females used to say like, I don't need it. If it is that and the third, but like, I'm not saying y'all need them, but like, it would help. But like now it's like, really like females is.
Take the action on that. We definitely
y'all putting yourself in positions to where like, really like, all right, I can enjoy the company of a nigga. But like, if you not here, that ain't, like you said, you ain't stopping the program.
You
so
ain't
like,
bigger than the program.
But I'm not saying that's fully why like dudes are becoming like aware, but like some guys are just actually seeing their worth or like potential in themselves.
Okay.
So like it's turning a different mindset or like a different gear or a different perspective for them on like, all right. And I don't want to put an age thing to it because it's like it's younger guys and females, same thing. So it's like I think the guys are just seeing their worth. Guys saying females get on their P's and Q's. So it's like, all right, I gotta make sure I'm on my P's and Q's because it gotta be beneficial to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can't come into a female's life bringing her or slowing her down. And for males, for sure, don't want a female coming into our lives. Slowing us down. So I think it's like that perspective on it, like.
And I love that for the generation because I do feel like there's so much going on where we do kind of like need each other, but we also need to get our shit together as well because there's so much stuff going on where it's like we don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years. And the fact that we do want it now, we're taking like the opportunities and these big
taking that risk. We taking that risk.
We all support each other, baby. We all be good.
That's all it do, but
So what do you think about masculine and like feminine energy today? Because do you think that there's a, or are we finally starting to kind of meet the middle ground? Because I feel like with me and you having this conversation, it's something that we get.
Right.
But I don't know if that's something that the spam world gets. Right. Or like, you know, other world.
That's tough because like some a male like sees a female and like they be like she come off like masculine or something just because like maybe she just is an independent person or like I really look at like timelines of things like maybe she has grown up around straight male so like she may be a little rough on her, you feel me? Rather a female who has sisters or been the only girl, you feel me? Like she may be a little bit more feminine, but then it's some males who like are, and I don't want to say this the wrong way because it's like it's cool to be in tune with your feelings, but like as a male don't be like too deep in your feelings to where like it's coming off as like people see you as weak, you feel me? So like you can't come off too vulnerable to the wrong people, I would say.
Okay, but do you think that, because since women are that safe space
for
men sometimes, which is understandable, I feel like honestly like that's kind of how it's supposed to be. I do feel like even in the house, like if a guy is the provider or not even just provider, but you know, you taking care a lot, I also still want to be that space, safe space for you. So looking back on the moments where things got, you know, challenging or confusing for you between men and women, what's one lesson that you've learned that you like really now appreciate when it comes down to the relationships of women and men?
I just feel like with whatever relationship, friendship, it's gotta be trust. Like if you need me, I gotta like be able to count on you. Loyalty is like a big part. Like people say the communication and stuff, but like it ain't even about communicating because we communicating now, but if you ain't comprehending or understanding what I'm saying, then it's like and in one ear, out the other. So
yeah, and
like,
if your like principles are fucked up, your loyalty is going to be because you don't understand the principles.
100%. That's what I'm saying. Loyalty is not what you're saying or doing when I'm present. Like,
yeah,
you know, people say like, okay, like, have I not done X, Y, Z? Okay, but then come to find out when I'm not in the room, it's total opposite. You feel me? Or like, what people like to use for real now, like the close friends, like you put on the close friends to make it seem like X, Y, Z, but it's only like two people out there. You feel me? Like the select few, you feel? So like, just small stuff like that.
I do know people that will post you on their main story and block.
Bro, go through their whole
300 people, baby.
Bro, I done seen it. Like, I done seen it.
Me
and I'm
too.
Like, oh, is that serious?
Yeah.
How do you got that much time, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people really like
do anything.
Got like 1,000 plus. Like, at this point, everybody got 1,000 plus.
Yeah.
Or like,
somebody did that to you?
What? Close friends?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Truth to be told.
Oh yeah, you really never.
You feel me?
Really,
that's what I'm saying.
Never,
like,
know. Truth
be told,
this is trust. This is trust.
Truth be told is like I say, bro. I mean, I just people like, do you trust me? I'm like, I take your word for it.
Yeah, I hear
but
you.
It's like, truth be told, it's only I don't know
I
until
hear
I.
You.
I mean, is you gonna show me with proof now? Now it's like you only doing it to show me that. Yes, why?
Proof. That's what I said. Like, that's what I said. Like, I don't. And I think like it's a really big. That whole conversation is really just us throwing our trust issues. Like,
oh
out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad thing.
Nah,
I think
yeah.
But it is like the truth because, like we were saying, even if you was to post me,
yeah.
Like, I don't know who you doing it.
It's like I see it, so like I'm gonna go. I'm gonna
exactly.
take. That's me
you
taking your
me,
word.
And if you show me it. And you see the reason, I still might not even believe. I
like,
might think that this you photoshopped something.
It's like,
so,
it is what it is. At that. Like, when it comes to the media stuff, I don't.
It's not a real place.
Yeah. Like, I don't. I see it, but it's like, all right, what's happening in real time? Like, what's happening in real life? Like, all right, this is on the media, but behind closed doors, ain't nothing peaches and cream.
Yeah,
you feel me? So it's like, what good is that media aspect?
Yeah. I think that's why I'd be like, rather than just like be by myself nowadays, especially with me like having a podcast, it ain't nothing I want to focus on more than myself being 20 right now. Like,
for real.
Everything else is going to come when it comes.
Yeah, it should be like that. It's just a matter of time, but consistency, having faith. You got the faith in yourself. I already see it. So I just say, just keep going with it. It's going. You're going to do your thing, but.
So I'll see you at the top.
You
already know
where
you're
at. For sure. For sure. Every time.
So, we're going to play another game.
Let's do it.
It's called Curse Breakers.
It's called what?
Curse Breakers.
Curse Breakers?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
We're breaking out them curses.
Let's do it.
We're getting rid of them.
Yeah, let's do it.
Speak them into existence so we can get the body.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
We're not really going to speak them into existence, but we are going to bring them to the forefront.
Talk about them.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them so we can get them out of here.
You got to talk about them.
See, I'm going to have you pick between one of these, and it's you got to answer it.
Ah, you messed me up. All right, I'm going to go here. Can I look at it?
Yeah.
All right. What's a generational or societal expectation you're choosing to rewrite?
Ooh.
Expectation in itself, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people expect so much, maybe, like, so early or off the rip. A recent like situation just happened with me where like a girl, she had it's somebody I knew from the past or whatever, but like she had texted me in the DM or something, and it was like she was saying like she wanted to talk to me, but I'm like, we haven't like said a word or like any conversation, let alone seen each other, since we was like seventh grade. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we didn't graduate high school, and,
yeah,
like, we ain't said a word in years. So like, and it was like she was expecting me to come off like, let's do it. And like, it won't that.
Yeah.
And like, when it was that, it was like I was in the wrong. Like,
mm-hmm.
She was like, she shot her shot, it was on me to catch it. But I'm like,
you can shoot your shot and miss too, but
like, you don't even like, I'm like, what about some ain't shit ass nigga? Like,
what about
you,
who won't even up?
Like you don't even know what's up. Like,
yeah.
And then like, it just kind of threw me off, because it was like she was expecting me to just like, and I'm just like, huh? Like, how'd you expect? Like, we ain't like, I'm telling you, like, we ain't had a convo since I was going to Bayside in seventh grade, bro.
Oh yeah, that's a long time, because you didn't even finish
exactly.
off.
Exactly. I didn't even finish off at Bayside. I left in seventh grade, bro.
Yeah.
So from eighth grade to graduate in what, this is 2025? So 4 years out of high school. We ain't said a word
and
since
seventh grade. And you're talking about seventh grade.
Come
like,
on.
So that's not even like, he not even in
come
high school.
Come on, bro. Like, it threw me off in a sense. Like, man, from there, ain't been no conversation between me and her since. And I mean, like, I'm like, damn, we can't even be friends. Like, you feel me? How you been? Let's hang out. Maybe, like,
we gotta stop that, y'all. Yeah, we cannot be doing
you
that.
You can't just be expecting something and then, like, when it's not that off the rip, it's a problem. Or, like, you try to flip script. Definitely if you the one with the expectation of something. Like, how people say it, what's the saying? Let people do what they want to see what they rather do. Yeah, or something
yeah,
like
exactly.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that, so, like, exactly, yeah.
If you want to do right by somebody, you going to do right by them, regardless of what the phase is or stage of things is. You feel me? If you ain't going to be backdoor sneaky to nobody, you won't do it. If that's something kind of person that you are, then any opportunity you get to do to anybody, you gonna do that. You feel me?
So, if it benefits you, yeah, that's what you want to do. Yeah. You
ooh, that's another one. I ain't even think of this, but people only doing something if it benefits them. So that's another one to answer the question, and that can go generational. Honor that can fit both, but
yeah,
like I'm only gonna do X, Y, Z if I get this in return, or if you do this in return. You feel me?
I don't know if that was something they grew up with, like their mom, or like, they, you know, somebody just giving them things, you know, like you just
like
something.
They did this, so they.
So you get this. Here's a cookie. You know, so instead of like.
I don't know if you think about it. Maybe all of us do, because how many of us have like allowance in a sense? Like,
I mean, yeah, but my mom has also taught me, and my parents have also told me that like you work for things that you want, and everything is not going to be handed to you. Put the effort in, and that's just not how things work.
See, but all right. So speaking of allowance, like, all right, I'm gonna go back to my pops, because like now stuff makes sense now. So it's like, it's like growing up, sometimes it's like you don't understand, but like it makes sense now. And I ain't saying my mom ain't never said, but like my dad really, like, you know, the dad gotta really enforce it. You feel me? So it was like my little sister had actually brought up about allowance, and like my dad was like, allowance for what? And my mom was on some like, okay, they clean up the room, do the dish, take it.
Would I give you allowance for something you're already supposed
you feel
to
me?
Do?
That, and that's what my dad was getting at. Like, that's what my dad is saying. He like, you want allowance for something that you're supposed to be doing. Like, it's like people wanting like a high five or like
a
good job or a cookie for something you supposed. What am I praising you for? Something you supposed
to do?
You supposed to be doing that. You don't get no. You supposed to be doing that. What you need a high five for? A pat on the back?
Yeah,
that ain't no.
Actually, I'm not. Yeah.
Nah, some stuff, but some stuff with people like kids growing up, like,
you're right.
Your room should be clean. If this your dish,
your room should be
do
clean.
The dishes.
You even like, not even just about kids, like grown.
Nah,
like,
grown people too.
You're not getting a pat or a high five about anything, about some stuff that you're supposed to been dead, or you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to been locked in for you, your children, your whatever your, you know, your why is. But
and then people would be like publicly like, I'm XYZ this parent, or like, you're supposed to be a parent.
Yeah, like you're supposed to be the best person that you can be.
Yeah, you're supposed to be doing right by yourself. Like.
Yeah. So I do have a next question.
Okay.
Going into this last topic that I kind of do want to talk about, because after we did talk about, you know, energy, perspectives, you know, independency, self-awareness, everything, we done got into it for y'all.
Right.
Let's take a moment to reflect, because sometimes, you know, the things that we go through are also like the very things that's also shaping who we are today, and you know, the higher versions of ourselves. So if you could change one expectation people have for men today, what would it be? Especially when it comes down to like society in general.
I don't know if people may take this as a joke. Men kind of get tagged for like being attractive, and they instantly a perspective. Yeah, like just because a male may look attractive, they instantly got or talk to XYZ amount of females. Why can't a male just be
by himself?
Yeah, you feel me? So that's just kind of something.
That's not usually what y'all do.
Like, what? Because ugly dudes talk to
XYZ to you.
That's what I'm saying. So why is it
really be the ones with all the?
But why is it just like you talk to ugly?
Sorry. I'm not. I don't think so. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. I guess that was really telling. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. No, it do be the truth, though. I mean, I don't talk to nobody. I think I'm on the same wave as you when you said, like, the pretty people don't be talking to nobody. That's
Like, facts.
I think, like, I don't, they ain't got no roster possibly.
It's like, it's attraction. Like, it's people, like, here or there, but it's like, ain't nothing. Like,
I don't even want you to text me good morning.
It ain't nothing. Who?
Anybody. That's where I'm at right now. I don't know. For some reason, I don't have no kick it. So I don't want no Rasta pasta. I don't want no I don't want none of that. Don't text me good morning. I don't want you to get to know me.
I feel it, dude.
I just am focused so much on myself. I don't have the capacity to maybe like, just a little bit of whenever you free. I'm not free.
I like that. I like that. And fellas, like, y'all can't be mad at that, though, bro. Because it'll get to a point where a guy get mad at a female for literally, like, locking in on herself. And, like, then she seen this bougie or ain't shit.
Hollywood.
Or stuck up or Hollywood. You feel me? But it's really females out here that's on that mindset. But, like, males don't really see that because they not, like, or not locking there yet. You feel me? For themselves. So, yeah, it's like, it takes one to know one. You feel me?
Yeah. Exactly,
so, it's like,
literally.
A male that's, like, I'm locked in on me, XY. Z, I don't really like, even if the male, because I'm gonna say for males, like, male may open or like invite the conversation, but we'll put a boundary on it. So it's like, I may allow the conversation, but don't get it misconstrued on like, where we finna be, yeah, you feel me? Like, I don't mind like talking every now and then.
And I think girls do the same thing, but yeah. I just feel like there's no point in doing that. If I don't like, I don't care how much money you have, I don't care what, how much of a good time
status.
You're trying to give me,
right.
I don't want it. Like, if it's not, if I'm not gonna end up dating you, if I don't want anything with you, why am I even spending you? Everybody doesn't need to know.
Facts.
Me. Everybody doesn't need to know. Like,
nobody, not everybody needs access.
Yeah, you're cool. Like, and I think sometimes people also realize, like, they don't be getting it and they can't be mad at about that. I think a lot of people be trying to kick it like they're not mad, but then they still will continue to do like the same thing.
Right.
Just kind of like I said, play that waiting game. Baby, ain't no waiting list over here.
People make their own, though. People really make their own, like, until maybe one day they get that good morning text from you, or they send a good morning text and you actually reply.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, dude. I ain't gonna lie, but it's a male, not every male, but it's like a majority male thing that like that waiting game is real. I don't know why. I ain't never been waiting.
I will have a man and two dogs and a house next time you think about me.
Once I see like it may come off as like, even if we do have a conversation or the conversation don't happen, like, ain't no sitting around waiting, bro.
Yeah.
I just go back to doing me. Like, me, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I'll shoot a shot, no cap. That ain't the problem. It's about, like, people who keep shooting shots that's not even being...
No acknowledged to
you. Yeah,
you
feel me?
Or you're not, like, listening to people's boundaries.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like it's okay to make promises with people. Like, promises like, okay, it might not work out now, but I'm willing to maybe try this again in the future.
And I feel like that's different.
Okay. And I just want to let you guys know, like, girls do expect people more from doing that and leaving me alone than rather you just bother me each and every day.
Right. So nah, that's real, though, because it's like, everybody's timing is different.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? That don't mean stop or wait for her.
Yeah.
It's just like, if this
that
time
makes
comes,
you more attracted to you, that
if
you,
this time comes and I'm available, you available,
that's
then
different.
We can do it. But I'm not telling you to stop living your life or, you know, trying to find or doing
what
you're
doing.
Well,
let's just talk until it works.
Yeah,
no, we're not doing that. Like, that's...
I don't want it to work right now. You feel me? So it's like, it's no... Then you
right.
going not even want me no more because I'm not...
Not
if I force it, it ain't genuine and it ain't authentic. So it's like, it ain't going to come to no point to where it works because it's going to die in 2 days.
In 2 minutes. Is there, like, any lesson that you, like, learned, though, like, watching women, like, lead or shine independently, especially since, like, you do feel like we've been hitting the ground running lately?
No, for sure. That I think for a male, I don't know, like, a male seeing a female... on her, like, P's and Q's, like, she really, like, not going for no BS. I mean, that should make a male, or, like, for a male, you should already want to be, like, on your shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
But if you see, like, a female you're interested in, or, like, you ain't even got to be interested in her, but you just see a female on her P's and Q's, it kind of, like, from a male, all right, cool, I should be on my P's and Q's, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's kind of, like, how I can see it, just from a general standpoint, but, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play one more game.
Let's do it.
Since we've been talking about perspectives and everything, let's shake it up just a little bit with another game. It's called Trick or Truth.
Trick or Truth.
Yeah, we tricking up. We telling the truth.
We tricking up. We telling the truth. Let's do it, chat.
Okay. I'm gonna have you pick one of these as well.
All right. We had a good one last time, so we're gonna see what I get this time. No, are you faking it?
Okay.
Nah, chat. She tried to set me up already. Where we gonna go? I went my right side, left time, so I'm going. Nah, don't try to do that. Wait, before I look at it. Which one really gonna give me that? I want that.
Like, I think it might be this one.
You think so?
Yeah, take this
All right, we gonna see.
Thank you. I just want to know. This is a question for the guys.
Oh, that's why. All right. Trick or truth. What's a big pet peeve you have about women these days? I don't want it to make it seem like I'm like bashing women.
Okay, no, you nothing. Say one, I'll say a guy. So that way we're not bashing, but this is your perspective. This is your point of view. This is a safe space. Can't nobody say nothing about it. Nothing you got to say. This is you living off your own experiences.
Females thinking they're bigger than the program now that I know it is.
Like, no, we do come up. Keep you thinking. I know me. I think I be baby.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why y'all gotta come off like everybody this like bad B? Like every female is just this bad B, and it just like, what does that even truly mean? Like, yeah, like I don't call females.
They think they cute.
Bitches,
they think they're cute.
It'd be bigger than that, though. It don't even be that. You can just say you look good, but like the bad B come with some more stuff. Like,
so what do you mean by that? Like, what do you?
I don't know what y'all mean by that. So I be confused. Like, I be thinking it mean y'all look good, but I don't know. It'd be like some cockiness behind it. It'd be like some stuck upness behind. Sometimes, like, I don't know, like that. Every female being a bad, just a pet peeve for me, bro. A bad bitch and me, what I'm seeing is bad personality, bro.
Okay, understand that completely. I do think it'd be a lot of, like, pretty people that do be, like, very nasty.
That's what I'm saying. Like, because you look good, why you gotta, what does looking good gotta do with?
Yeah, that's why you gotta look good, feel good, be nice. That's what I'm saying. People care about you way more when you're nice.
I say this all the time. I say, all right, cool, you look good. What's next?
What else do you bring to the table?
All right, you look good. That's the elephant in the room. What's next? That's a pet peeve.
Yeah,
right?
And that's sad because, like, at that point, you are cute, but that just means that you're not doing the outer. You're not doing the inner work.
All right.
And that's not good either. Just
like your outside appearance. Okay, cute, cool. 10 out of 10.
Inside.
Yeah, like don't nobody. Nah, that's a pet peeve. I be on Twitter a lot, and like one of the tweets I done made is like, I take a cool 7 out of 8 like appearance on the outside. As long as, like, she got a good head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
But at first, people was taking that wrong as if I meant, like, actual, like, sexual head. But I'm talking about, like, a good brain on her. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. A 10 on a 10 on the inside. That's what I'm saying. Like, people, like, what you mean?
But
I'm like,
you
nah.
You on Twitter.
I'm saying, though. I
get you. But you know what? Their head's already in the gutter because they're on that app. You know what I'm saying? Everybody like that. But
my tweets don't be like,
my tweets don't be like that.
They don't
either.
Be gutter, like, gutter-minded tweets, though.
It's just,
I know the app is like,
putting them to a platform with,
is already
people,
like,
they
it's already toxic.
In the gutter, yeah.
Twitter already toxic.
I'd be up there and I'd be just chatting. It'd never be nothing sexual.
Nah,
nothing
word.
Either,
I'd just be up there chatting, giving it. So I like to be funny sometimes. So
I don't know. Pet peeve I have about men these days. I don't like all that toting gun stuff. I get very irritated when people slide into my DMs and they look like they just jumped off the porch. Literally, the music video, they're jumping off the porch. I'm mad. That's cool. But, like, why would you ever think that that's okay? But, like, I don't want none of that. Keep it at home. I can't live comfortably like that.
I don't know. I don't know where coming being gangster was cool or like.
Me either. I don't like that for them.
I don't want to be no gangster.
Me either.
I want to be the smart man who do something with his life. You know?
Okay, period. The one that got away.
Yeah, 100%. Okay. Though, you feel me?
Yeah.
The good life.
Okay, the good life. Or
yeah.
Whatever Kanye said.
That's what he said.
Okay, period. So, but that does wrap up our episode today. Thank you for sharing your voice and your thoughts
always,
and your opinions
always.
And coming up here and feeling okay to talk. And
because
I know that this is going to be such a great episode.
Nah,
so
for sure. I ain't going to lie. This for me, like, shows growth within myself. So I'm kind of glad that I reached out to even want to come up here and do this. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it shows small growth within myself, so kudos to me, you know.
Big growth. This is a big deal. So it is a big growth, especially if you've never been on a podcast before.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
And I'm glad that I was able to, like, overcome my fears to be able to give somebody else, you know, that space as well. Because people say that a lot. Because, you know, I ain't even been on a podcast.
Right, right.
Like, this is my shit. So I get it. And I appreciate you, like, you know, coming up here and talk to me.
Thank you for having me.
Tell people where they can follow you at.
Stay down, Don, 2 N's _, man. I don't got no profile picture. There ain't nothing to it, but that's the Instagram.
That's how you know it's him.
Go follow me on Twitch. Same thing. Stay down, Don. That does have a profile picture, but it's in the link in the Instagram. So, yeah, y'all go do that, man. TikTok, I don't really care. It's
Twitch. In the link bio and the Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, period.
Or like, if y'all just go, even if y'all go to my Instagram, watch the reels, y'all will see the Twitch name. So, yeah.
Period.
That's all the socials I'm on.
Thank you. Yeah, so y'all go follow him. It's also going to be in the description down below. But we appreciate you. You guys LHP on Instagram.
Yeah, man. Y'all go run her up the fast way.
The fast way. Okay.
Run this episode up the fast way. Run all her stuff up the fast way, man.
Thank you.
And if y'all just now tuning in, I'm going to say go back. I ain't going to lie. Because there's a lot. There's a lot of hidden gems. I've been tapped in, so I'm telling y'all, go tap in if you haven't been.
100%. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Nah, for sure.
But yes, y'all have a blessed one. Have a good day on purpose, and we'll see you in the next one.